Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to explore one of the most interesting pieces of advice that I've been exploring. I'm not a big advice fan, most of you know that. I think most advice might have worked for the person who actually gives it. But every now and again, there's a kind of a piece of generic advice that can be quite helpful. Brush your teeth. Good advice. But the piece of advice I wanted to explore on today's podcast is a piece of advice that Sid Banks, the most of you know if you listen to these podcasts regularly or if you read the blogs over at Caffeine for the Soul, michaelneal.org, you know that Sid Banks was the enlightened Scottish welder who had just a guy who had an enlightenment experience, and from that enlightenment experience articulated these three universal principles behind the human experience: divine mind, divine consciousness, divine thought, that I talk about directly and indirectly in a lot of the work that I do. Well, I'm always fascinated at stories about Sid the man and the interactions that a lot of the early principles teachers had with Sid. And lately, I've been hearing a lot of them share the same piece of advice that they were all given separately from Sid regularly. And the piece of advice was, forget about it. Like they'd be talking to him about something terrible that had happened, and he'd go, just forget about it. And they'd go, well, but shouldn't I kind of work through it to make sure it doesn't happen again? No, you just want to forget about it. And I was really thinking about this, and all I could think of was the scene in Donnie Brasco. I don't know if you know the movie, but in Donnie Brasco, there's this great scene where Johnny Depp, Paul Giamatti, and a third actor who I don't know, they're asking him about the way that the guys in the mafia are always going, forget about it. He goes, what does forget about it mean anyways? And Johnny goes, well, it means a lot of things. You know, it means, it could be like, you know, Raquel Welch, she's gorgeous, right? Forget about it, you know? Or it could mean you're being stupid. The Yankees are better than the Mets. Forget about it. Or it could just mean, forget about it. And I think when Sid would talk about it, he meant forget about it. He was just like, literally, you don't have to think that. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to keep thinking about it. So I was thinking about it because I'm terrible at taking advice. And I was thinking about, well, why? Why is that good advice? And I dug out my copy of The Missing Link, which for those of you who don't know, was sort of a collection of Sidisms. And I found this section, and I thought I'd use it as our exploration point. So he says, forget the past and the future, and just be, and you will surely be rewarded by living in the now. When Eastern mystics describe the now, they are not talking about today as a specific day of the month and year. Their meaning goes deeper. When such people refer to the now, they mean the personal mind is free from the contaminants of yesterday's memories and fears. This in turn frees the mind to see with clarity things as they are, not through distorted memories and apprehensions. Living in the now requires a clear mind. And there you kind of have the first idea about forget about it, about why forget about it might be actually really good advice, is that if you want to live in the now, if you want a clear mind, you kind of have to forget about whatever's preoccupying your mind now. So Sid goes on to say, in clearing our minds, we may have to give up something to receive something. If you wanted to replace a glass of stale wine with fresh wine, first you must pour out the old wine. It is the same with clearing our minds of unwanted, stale thoughts. We must rid ourselves of yesterday's negative thoughts to receive today's new and positive feelings. So there again, we have a really good reason to forget about it. To pour out the old wine and see what new gets poured into our minds when they're not already full of the remnants of yesterday and the day before and 30 years ago. Now the problem, and the reason that I think I find this, I don't just go, of course, I'll just forget about it, is I worry that, well, but if I forget about it, first off, I won't know who I am, and second off, it just seems irresponsible. And so Sid goes on to say, I do not ask anyone to ignore their past experiences. This would be denial, and denial is not a healthy state. Instead, seek a clearer understanding of the past. Realize that the negative feelings and emotions from past traumatic experience are no longer true. They are merely memories, a collection of old, stale thoughts. As surely as rust slowly destroys the strongest steel, hate and negative thoughts erode the soul of humanity. Negative thoughts are like scratches on a window. They stop you from seeing life with clarity. When the negative thoughts cease, the scratches disappear, and the window becomes crystal clear. Then the beauty and positive aspects of life can be seen. The past is dead. Forget what is old and dead, and start life anew. Discard the restless, haunting ghosts of yesterday, and set yourself free to live the beauty of today. And there, that kind of answers my question a bit about, is this good advice? Because if what we're saying is, we're not suffering from the past, we're not being saved by the past, we're literally thinking it up again and again and again and again. And the moment that we forget about it, not as in give ourselves amnesia for it, in denial, but just realize, hey, I don't have to keep thinking about this. I heard an amazing story, Kathy Casey, another teacher of the principles early, one of the early teachers of the principles, who did a lot of work with gangs in the prisons, tells the story of this one kid in prison whose entire face was covered in tattoos. And he was learning about the mind and learning about thought and learning about that the past only exists as thought now. And he kind of, I'm sure Kathy didn't say to him, forget about it, but he kind of took that on. He shared his story one time, and it was a horrific story of abuse and, well, all that that entails. But then he said at the end of it, he said, I've realized through this study, through these principles, that what they did to me all those years ago, I've been doing to myself in my mind, in my thoughts for the last 20 years. Now that's a profound realization. And that makes it apparent to me that I don't have to keep doing it to myself. I don't have to keep those same memories, those same fears, those same thoughts alive. That I can, as Sid said, discard the restless, haunting ghosts of yesterday and set myself free to live the beauty of today. And that's today. That's what I got for you. So I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to hear, if you go on the Inside Out community, you can share your thoughts on today's podcast. And until next time, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.